is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a strange increase in church attacks in France. More and more Roman Catholic churches are reporting vandalism, and it often includes satanic symbols, smashed statues, and even arson. Stay tuned to learn more. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise and mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. A disturbing trend is popping up in France. More and more Roman Catholic churches report attacks that include vandalism. Often, that looks like satanic symbols scrawled on the walls, smashed statues of saints, and even deliberate fires. The latest attack was a fire at Saint Sulpice, the second largest church in Paris. But the attacks are happening in smaller towns, too. RNS reports that some churches even report outlandish and disgusting vandalism, like smearing human excrement in the shape of a cross, or urinating in the holy water basin. Catholic leaders in France officially denounce these attacks, but they also refrain from dramatizing what they call a worrying trend. Two more conservative politicians, though, are sounding the alarm. They've called on Parliament for an inquiry into these anti-Christian attacks. Meanwhile, other religious sites, such as Jewish and Muslim properties, have also been vandalized, but not quite as often as Catholic sites. RNS reports that the vandalism springs from different motives. Some are mere pranks by young people who are daring each other to damage a holy building. Since churches are often closed down and locked most of the week, they present themselves as easier targets for vandalism. Sociologist Philippe Portier says part of the population has not been socialized as Christians and does not realize what these attacks on the sacred can mean. End quote. Other motives include robbery, such as breaking into churches to steal expensive relics, old paintings, or gold-plated vessels. The third motive is perhaps more anti-religious, but since the groups don't name themselves, it's hard to tell what their feelings against the church really are. Whatever the motives, please pray for churches across France, that they would experience less vandalism and instead receive an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.